This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Hot dogs! Eating hot dogs! From Grace Papayas!
Papayas.
That's sorry.
Later, we got chicken! Our map was on fire!
Ooh, so hot, so fire.
Oh no!
Let us cool it down on West 43. For sure, let's dance it out! We got to do pee.
Frozen pee, actually. It was like minus 12 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. It was so cold.
Oi!
Oi! What are you oi-ing me for?
Oi!
Yes?
Aussie, oi. Oi. Me like girls, not boy. We drink our coffee with soy. Make my everything joy.
And Anaya Day, welcome to Her Society.
That is hilarious.
So are you going to sign us up for your record label? Yeah, background singers? No?
NYO Day Music, Her Society, Rock and On? No? Yes?
No?
Yes, indeed.
Yay!
We should sign them. They're a great duet.
Oh, thank you.
I love the part about your mouth being on fire.
That was so true. The chicken actually got from NYC in this little stand. I think it was West 42nd or West 43rd, as the song said. That was so hot.
Hot.
We had to wash it down with wine and Vegemite, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It got in the car and gave her Vegemite.
You two have been a very busy artist and road manager. You've been touring all across everywhere, really. You've been Zurich, you've been to LA, Chicago, you're in San Diego at the moment. You're heading off to the non-Aschlock town of Germany. Tell us about your tour. What's been happening?
Oh, man, it's Pride season over here, so we've been hitting up the big festivals and things where we've been performing for thousands of people. Ashley has been in the booth, you know, telling them when to press that old button for me, helping them run the show. So it's been really, really good. I'm sure you can find some footage online and stuff like that because there were so many cameras and phones up pointed toward me.
How do you feel, Anaya, when you have so much stuff pointing at you? Like, you've got the pressure of performing and you've got all these little digital things in your face. Ooh, avoid getting nervous.
I feel like a spectacle, but it makes me stay on my case because I'm like, okay, you can't throw any notes away. You can't just jump around and look like an idiot. You know, I'm thinking about how I look because I know it's going to be on YouTube and you don't want to have to live with that for the rest of your life.
That's so true. Actually, when Zebu and I came to the Village Underground and we saw you perform after a few tequila shots, it's very amusing. I don't think that tambourine ever got a workout like it did before with you.
Exactly. They love it when I perform tipsy. They try to give me drinks and make me sing. They love it.
But the notes that you hit even when you were core tipsy, that was still amazing. You managed to pull it off.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I've got a project that's being shot by, is it Crystal Waters, Ultranate, and Robin S?
Very project secret. Right now, the working title is called Together. And I made some songs together with my friends. And I decided to put the little album project together. And it's being shopped right now. So hopefully some good things will come forth from that project.
Fantastic. So is this your debut album?
Yes, it is. I've never done an album. And I have, I think, 51 singles. And I've never done an album.
That's what I was going to say. I think you got enough singles there to make 4 albums. But I'm glad you're going into your first one.
Yes, indeed.
Your upcoming Aussie tour, which we're very, very excited about, you're coming down in Christmas. Are you going to hit the major cap cities like you normally do?
Yes, we're going to hit the majors and hopefully do some more smaller spots. I'm hoping that we have the budget to bring Ashley, because she's never been to Australia, and I keep telling her about it. And then after she met you guys, it's like, oh man, I really want to go. So hopefully we can get her down there, and she can come to the station live and check out how we do things, and then you can feed her weird things.
Exactly. I was gonna say, Ashley, you're a very brave woman. You tried out Vegemite. You took it really, really well. As you can check out YouTube.com, you can see how Ashley ate Vegemite. Ashley, tell us your overall synopsis now of Vegemite and your experience of it. Have you seek counselling after that taste?
I needed to have counselling after it. No, it was pretty good. It was really salty, so that's the thing that kind of like, it was surprising, but I did have to chase it with wine. So that's also on the YouTube video. I'm drinking wine straight from the bottle after tasting the Vegemite.
And one of the, and you said you've never been to Australia before. What has Anaya told you about Australia that's kind of appealing to you, other than the lovely food that we have?
Well, I was just going to say the lovely food. She tells me every time she goes to the station, you got to feed her weird things. But she says overall, she loves being there, so I'm excited to go.
It's like your second home, really, isn't it, Anaya?
Yes, it is. It is for sure.
And we're going to actually give you a Her Society citizenship, which is kind of like an Australian citizenship, but just the government hasn't approved it. Is that okay?
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah. Any citizenship coming from Australia is one I will accept.
Well, when you go through customs, just show them the certificate we give you, and if they don't accept it, just go, no, it's valid. Her Society gave it to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We kind of don't take any responsibility for what happens afterwards. So.
No. If there's headlines saying, Anaya Day in handcuffs with road manager, fake visa.
Oh, thanks. And I'm going to say, please call my attorney. Her name is Ginny.
And in other news, Ginny had Hewitt fled the country. Exciting thing that we heard about a couple of weeks ago, which we're very, very happy about, and we were kind of singing, let's hear it for New York. New York passed a gay marriage, right?
Yeah.
I hope you guys get to come back soon.
Oh, that gives us every reason to now.
Yeah.
We're bringing our wives.
Yeah, our wives and our mistresses and anyone who wants to get married, we're going to New York.
Yeah, right? I mean, I knew that eventually they would have to. I mean, because there was so much pressure put on our government for the marriage equality law. It's not spread out all through the United States yet, but for New York to do it, you know, New York is a big leader of our country, so I'm sure more states will follow. My whole thing is, if people want to be together, let them be together. Who is anybody to tell them that they can't? That's just unconstitutional.
I think you got my vote for next president, Anaya.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was aiming for that, and I thought I would put my bid in and announce my candidacy in December.
And your opening campaign song is Let There Be Love, right?
Yes, indeed.
And if you want to use our song, you know, Aussie, 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 Oi, Oi, to drum up some Australian votes, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely using that one, and Ashley's worked out some choreography, and, you know, it's going to be hot, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, if you are president, so you could make that song anthem, if you feel like...
You know, I really could. We put some music behind there.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be over.
You can throw a bit of the Nasty Girl remix in there, too.
Yes. That's right. Pleased to meet you. Aussie, Aussie, oi, oi.
Coming up for you and Ashley for the rest of, till December, till you get over to Australia, really.
Oh, we have lots of places to hit. We have to go to Europe. We have some European places, and then we come back to the States. And I'm managing another band called Lennard's Many Moods, and we've been working really hard booking that band, and we're increasing the amount of days for my band. So I'm really concentrating on the band thing and the album thing and the tour thing and the record label thing all at the same time. And besides that, Ashley and I are still writing a lot of songs, and thank goodness most of them are being signed right off the bat, so we're just waiting for a lot of them to be released.
Wow.
That's great.
So you're not busy at all?
Oh, no. We just kind of sit here and watch Two and a Half Men all day.
Well, it's on every hour, so that's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? I thought it was just here that it was on all
the
time.
No,
no. I mean, and you know what's funny? We're in the hotel, and it's on. We have the television on mute.
There's only so much you can listen to Charlie Sheen talk about how many women he bangs.
Exactly, with his rotten teeth.
Oh, dear.
I love Charlie, though. I really hope he gets better because he's a funny cat.
He is funny. He's a very funny man. Now, another interesting thing is we're actually chatting to one of the girls from your band at Village Underground, Amanda Brown. We're very excited to be chatting to her.
Oh, yes, indeed. Amanda's doing a lot of things, too. We swap it up. I mean, when she has gigs, I go down and I perform in her place. And then, you know, when she's back, then I go on about my business. So it's really cool that she gets to do other things as well and keep her her personal recording situation going because she's really good at it.
Exactly. She's a bit of a surprise packet, isn't she? When we saw her, you know, she had a cap on and glasses. She still looked very pretty. But then we saw her promo shots, the glamazon that she is. Whoa.
Yeah, sexy.
Yeah, she transforms, I'm telling you.
I know. It's like, where did you come from, girls? Yeah, I'm singing. Obvious! Well, Ashleigh and I, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, and congratulations on your show.
Yay! And before we let you go...
next time, Ashleigh and I are going to make a song for you guys.
Yay! Oh, yeah. We can't wait. It'll probably be better vocals than us.
we're gonna make a song for you guys and make sure that your vocals are on it, and we're going to actually record it and have some music behind it and everything. That's going to be hot.
Top 10, baby. Top 10.
Charts, watch out. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.